Right, also this week, researchers from Norway have reported that people who take part in or attend cultural activities tend to have better physical and mental health.
Must explain everything about me.
Yeah. And cultural activities are defined as creative, so they can be playing music or drawing, and they're also defined as receptive, so that can include going to the theatre, a museum, and watching sports, interestingly. Maybe it depends on the sport. But publishing in the journal Epidemiology and Community Health, Konrad Kuipers and his team sent surveys to tens of thousands of people in a rural region of Norway, asking questions about their activities, their happiness, and their perceived health. The researchers then took the results, ran some statistical tests, and found this association between cultural activities and health. Now, Kuipers, who's from the Norwegian University of Science and Technology, found that it was especially men in whom this relationship was most apparent. More than females, males reported higher levels of satisfaction, happiness, and better perceived health if they took part in the receptive activities, such as watching sport or going to a museum. Now, they also found that people in lower socioeconomic groups were less likely to attend either type of cultural activity, and that women were especially happy if they took part in more creative forms of culture. In addition, people tended to take part in more cultural activities the older they became, up to their 40s, when it started to decline again. And the researchers stress that they can't identify a causative relationship, and they don't know if a bit of culture makes you happier, or if happier and healthier people tend to involve more culture in their lives.
I was just going to say, because the kind of people you're describing, higher social class demographic, they're likely to have more disposable income to spend on availing themselves of these cultural pursuits, and therefore they might be happier because they're less stressed about how they're going to pay their mortgage, rather than the fact that doing those things makes them happier. Or did they control for that?
I don't think they controlled for that, as far as I know. But that's a thought that occurred to me as well, because they do see this rise up until the 40s of people participating in cultural activities. And so if you've got more money, you're more likely to be able to do that. And obviously, you're more likely to get more money as you get older. So it does kind of fit in with that.
Another epidemiological study I saw recently looking at men's happiness across their lifespan showed that actually you're happiest at the extremes of your age span. So young men and older men tend to be at their happiest. So the grumpy old men idea is perhaps wrong. But in the middle years, actually, it's like a sort of smiley face, ironically. And the down in the mouth, the lowest point where you're unhappiest, is actually coinciding with your 40s, because that's when the time when people tend to have the biggest financial burden and the most stress in their life, and kids, and therefore probably the least sleep.
So that's the midlife crisis, where they go out and buy a motorbike and grow long hair.
Exactly right, yeah, it certainly is.